Peace be to Allah, the guardian evolver, the cherisher, the sustainer of all the world. We put our trust in him. We seek him for forgiveness. We believe in him. And I bear witness that nothing deserves worship except Allah alone. And I bear witness that Muhammad is his servant and his messenger. Allah Most High tells us in Quran that we should ta'alanu bil bir wa taqwa wa la ta'alanu bil ismi wal udwan, and do not cooperate with each other for sin and hostility. So we have to cooperate with each other, work together, cooperate with each other according to the words of Allah and his book, that we have to cooperate with each other and work together with each other, bil birr, for righteousness, wa taqwa, and for reverence, respect for Allah, the worship of Allah, fear of Allah, and not cooperate with each other in that is wrong, if wrong, sin, wrong thing, and the udwan, hostility, creating hostile divisions between ourselves, stirring up hatred, distrust, bad feelings between people. Allah asks us to stay away from those things. So if we follow the guidance of Allah and encourage each other, cooperate with each other, in that life, or in those activities that make for righteousness and that make for the correct fear and reverence of Allah and those things that he has established that we should reverence, then we are obeying the guidance of God, the guidance of Allah, and we are living a Muslim life. Otherwise, we are not. And we have to be aware that Prophet Muhammad is the example for us.
Yes,
Prophet Muhammad's life is the example, it's the model for us to live by. Allah has established him as a model for us. Uswatun hasanatun, the excellent, most excellent model for us.
Right.
And we are to look to his sunnah, to his life, for direction in our own life. Was Prophet Muhammad a man who went about abusing people? No. Peace be upon the Prophet, he was a man who chose to be silent rather than to hurt people. And he only went against people in defense of the way of Allah. He didn't go against people to defend himself. He excused injuries done to himself. Even when he was in battle, it is reported that he got the upper hand of his attacker. And his attacker wondered why the Prophet didn't slay him. The Prophet spared his life to show us that even in battle, there's an occasion sometimes for mercy.
Yes,
the man had learned the lesson, and the Prophet let him escape with his life. He attacked the Prophet, and he said, the Prophet saw it thrust out from his head. He said, now who is going to save you? And the Prophet said, Allah will. And it so happened that the situation turned in the reverse, and he lost his sword, and the Prophet got his sword. And the Prophet said, now who will save you from Muhammad? And the Prophet, in his mercy, he did not slay the man. Praise be to Allah. And there are many examples that we can see in the life of the prophets that are good for us.
Yes.
Good teaching for us. The best. We can't find better. Allah established that for us. He is a sign. Prophet Muhammad is a sign of what Allah wants in humanity. The excellence that Allah wants in humanity. And if we copy or go after that excellence, we will be successful. Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, when he was returning to Mecca, you know, he had been persecuted, had been threatened, his life, that is. They had sought to kill him and had done real cruel things to his companions and relatives. But when he came back to Mecca, to that hostile city, enemy city, that had drove him out, the city didn't put up a fight. Because the city saw that Muhammad's forces were too strong. So the city decided that they wouldn't try to fight Prophet Muhammad. And he came in and he told them, he said, "Let this day end all vengeance, blood feuding, wanting to get even, take the life of one because you lost a life." And he said, "The past is forgiven. The only terms that I give you is that you accept to live in peace." He didn't say you have to be Muslim. He allowed the Christians to stay Christians who were there, the Jews to stay Jews who were there, the Sabians to stay Sabians who were there, the Zoroastrians, they're called now, Zoroastrian people, they were there. He allowed them to keep up their faith. Any faith that was decent and honorable, he allowed them to keep that faith, as long as they agreed to keep the peace. Peace of the society. Not to take up arms. And no one was allowed to go with arms in the street. No man should be wearing his arms in the street. This was a prophet. Peace be upon him, what he did. However, as you know, those people who practiced religion that were offensive in the eyes of any decent person, they were to stop those practices. The only thing that he let remain of the idolatrous or Jahiliyyah worship, which was offensive to any good human faith, the only thing he let remain of that was the passing of the water out to the pilgrims. That was the only thing that remained, that continued, of their practice. We know they used to go around the Kaaba, but not as the Muslims go around the Kaaba. They would make a poor person who didn't have the fee to pay for the Hajj walk around as a punishment in the nude. As a punishment to him, the poor person, for not having the fee to pay. So all their practices except the passing of water out to the pilgrims were stopped. They were not allowed to practice their religion because their religion insulted human standards, human taste. Their religion included obscenity and human cruelty. For that reason, it is branded as idolatry and jahiliyyah, which means ignorance. Ignorance. And the ignorance will stop. But Christianity, Judaism, Sabian, the religion of the Sabians, and some people who call Zoroastrians, their religion was allowed, and they were not forced to come from their religion. This is the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Now, if we are going to be extremists, if we are going to be intolerant, extremist, fanatic, then let's not say we follow Prophet Muhammad. Let's not say our religion is the religion of the Quran. The only religion of the Quran is the religion that the Prophet taught. No one knew how to teach that religion until it was revealed. It was revealed to Prophet Muhammad. He was the one who knew how to teach that religion. If you teach the Quran different from what Prophet Muhammad taught it, you are not teaching Islam, you're teaching your own idea. This is just plain fact, plain truth. So don't think we can read the Quran and get our own idea and say we are Muslims, we're teaching the Quran. You're not. Right. Allah revealed that to Prophet Muhammad, and he was the one who received it. He received those verses that you claim you have knowledge of. He received those verses. And we have to see how he taught those verses. Since Allah gave it to him, we have to see how he lived those verses, how he taught those verses, how he understood those verses. And then we are having the true religion. Otherwise, we don't have the true religion. We have our makeshift religion, make-up religion. And that's no good. That'll never get us anywhere. So let us be grateful to Allah for the message of Al-Islam, for the Quran, and for the Sunnah of the Prophet. And let us follow the best that we find. And never choose the worst or the weakest that we find as an excuse for us to be wrong or to do wrong. Never do that. Allah says in the Quran, and follow the best of what is reported. And follow the best of what is revealed. That's what Allah said. So you may see two different views. You may see two different things when you look at an ayah, a verse in Quran. The verse may say one thing to you, it may give one message to your mind, and it may give a second message to your mind, or third, fifth, sixth, it may give many messages to your mind. So Allah says, follow the best. If something suggests something to you, if something suggests a better behavior to you, follow the thing that suggests a better behavior. Don't follow that suggests a worse behavior. But we are not all clean-eyed, we are not all clean-hearted, we are not all clean-vision. So sometimes when we look at something, we see what we want to see in it. So Allah tells us to follow the best. You're going to see more than what you want. So don't follow what you want if it's bad. Follow the best. And we will be successful. Then we will be successful. Dear beloved Muslims, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is a man of faith, a man of logic, a man of sound reasoning, a man of supreme knowledge, yes, sir. A man equipped with knowledge that rose him, that made him rise above all other men. What he gave as instruction for establishing society was found to be the highest standard, the highest knowledge, the highest civilization existing at that time. And it was the Western world that copied what he brought and made possible their own modern advancement. This is a fact of history. Now, the reason why we are in our trouble is because we have lost track. We have let our sights go away from what we should be looking at. Not just now, centuries ago.
Yes, sir.
The Muslim nations, they failed to keep their sights on what they should have been looking at.
Right.
And for doing that, Allah allowed a non-Muslim people to get ahead of them in the sciences, in the building, in technology, etc. If we will return to that disposition of heart and mind that the followers of Prophet Muhammad had when he was on this earth, we will be successful and we won't be behind people. We will be advanced. Allah tells us in the Quran, be in the forefront of the good work. Don't be behind others. Don't want to just be side by side. Say, well, I just want to be equal to an average person. Don't want to be average.
Right.
Want to be in the forefront.
Right.
Want to be foremost.
Right.
This is what Allah teaches us in the Quran. Now, if anyone want to be second, you want to be second or third, then you are not following the spirit of the Quran. You are not following what Allah tells us in the Quran. Allah says, and be you in the forefront and go as a race for all that is good and beneficial. This is the desire that the word of God kindles in the heart of the faithful. And as long as they burn with that desire, they are successful. But as soon as they begin to enjoy the physical comforts of this world, money, home, luxury, sex, etc., they start to go down. Those things are to be enjoyed, but those things are not foremost. Foremost is the word of God, the word of Allah. That's foremost. Keep it in front of you all the time. And make his pleasure your main objective in life. And everything else should conform to that objective. How am I pleasing Allah in my performance at school? How am I pleasing Allah in my performance in the government job? How am I pleasing Allah on my business, at my business, in my business office, or in the field working? This should be our concern. If that concern incorporates and overrides all other concerns, then it makes all other concerns successful. That's what Allah said. You are assured success if you have that kind of attitude. Praise be to Allah. Dear beloved Muslims, we know, we recall the story of Prophet Muhammad and his companion, his friend Abu Bakr Siddiq. Peace be upon the Prophet, and may Allah be pleased with his friend Siddiq. Abu Bakr Siddiq was with the Prophet when they went out at night seeking escape from the Meccans who were planning to kill Prophet Muhammad. They sought protection in a cave. And while they were in the cave, the Prophet sensed the anguish and the fear that was in his friend Abu Bakr. And he said to him, as Allah gives us in the Quran, La tafkhaf, don't fear. Allahu ma'ana, Allah is with us. Are those words the words of a man who didn't believe in God? Those are the words of a man who believes in God. Are those the words of a man who trusted his pen and pencil or his weapon? No. Those are the words of a man who trusted his God, his creator. So let us not get confused in this religion and misconceive the correct image of Prophet Muhammad. He's first of all a man of faith. Yes. Allah says in the Quran, Amin al-Rasul, Amin al-Rasul, al-Rasul, bima unzila ilayhi min rabbihi. The Prophet has believed what has been sent to him or revealed to him from his Lord. Wal mu'minun, and likewise are also the believers. So here the Prophet is put in one statement with believers. آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه والمؤمنون من ربه والمؤمنون. The messenger of God, he has believed in what has been revealed to him from his Lord, and also the believers. So they are believers first of all. First of all, they are believers. And it is their ability to think rationally and make good, sound, rational judgments and succeed in a practical way is the gift or the blessing. A reward to their faith. They didn't get that before they became faithful. They got that as people of faith. For Allah says of Prophet Muhammad in Quran, he was not one to know what the wise know. To know their knowledge, to have their knowledge. He didn't have the knowledge of the people on high. He was not reading any book or knowing any book before this revelation came to him. This is what Allah tells us. It's not only Sunnah, this is in Quran. He was not reading any other book. He did not, Allah said in Quran, that he didn't know the scriptures of those people before Allah revealed it to him. And he says of Prophet Muhammad in the Quran, and he did not know what faith was. So Allah said in the Quran, Prophet Muhammad didn't know even what faith was. Before Allah revealed it to him, the Quran to him. He was a common man. He wasn't from a priestly school. He wasn't one who frequented some religious house. He wasn't that kind of man. He was a common man in business, doing business with his wife Khadija. He was a businessman doing trade for his wife Khadija, who was a businesswoman. Gillen in training. He was not studying under religious people or nothing. He didn't go to no religious houses or nothing. He wasn't that kind of person. And then he felt sorry and hurt for the conditions of society, especially the Meccans, and all of their sickness and cruelties and shame and obscenity. And he went away worrying and grieving with that burden on him to seek solitude in the mountain called now the Mountain of the Light, Jabal Nur. It's now called Jabal Nur because the light came to him there. He was worrying over the condition of society. He didn't even know how to inquire about his own experience when the revelation came to him. Peace be upon him. He told his wife of his experience, and his wife had some knowledge. She had been talking to a religious person. She had an uncle, I believe, who was a religious person, Christian. And she had recalled some of the things she had heard him say. So she said, "Ray, talk to him. Maybe he can help you understand your experience." And when he talked to him, and the uncle finally saw him, he said, "We believe, from what I've known and heard and what I've seen in the scripture, believe that you are the promised prophet." So he didn't know nothing about religion or anything. He wasn't that kind of man. He was just a common man who practiced good morals because of human decency, not because of Christian decency, Fabian decency, Zoroastrian decency, Jewish decency. He didn't know nothing about those religions. It was because of his own good human impulse that he was a decent man. That's a man like Adam. Adam was created that way. And he only needed revelation when he came out of that nature. Yeah. Praise be to Allah. So let us understand this. And if we understand this and give our good side the leeway in our life. You know, some of us hold back the good side and give the bad side the leeway.
That's right.
Okay, you leave me. Oh, that would turn your life over to the bad side. So we hold on to this and let the good side have the leeway in our life, we will be successful. So, dear beloved people, the point we want to make today is that this religion gives us perfect guidance in the word of God that hasn't been changed at all since it was revealed, the Quran. And it gives us perfect example in the perfect human type that Allah established and put in the scripture for us, Muhammad the Prophet, peace be upon him. And that this prophet was not an atheist, was not a materialist, was not a pragmatist. This prophet was a man of faith. And because of his faith, Allah established him as the most capable human being in economics, in business, in politics, on the battlefield. He was victorious in every quarter of life. As a sign to us, as the Christians say, if God is for you, who can be against you? In other words, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. If God is on our side, it doesn't matter who's against us. Because the giant and the small man requires the same from God.
Right.
Only that he be displeased with them. That's all. They're finished. His displeasure is enough for the big one and the small one.
That's it.
That finishes them. So let us seek Allah and seek this religion that is as it is given in the Quran. And let us not try to make our own religion out of our hat.
That's right.
Be happy that Allah has given us clear vision now.